Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Law of God broadcast, Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. I ask you right now to call a friend, call a relative, invite them to tune in to this program today. Do that right now as we prepare to go into the subject matter for today. Also, I would like to say, don't forget to work the links. Click on the links, the two links we have there on Lawmasters page, center column. One link is PayPal link where you can obtain your copy or copies of the book of the Law of God, All Things, the book of the Law of God, The Demonstrated Power. That's kind of not it exactly, but you can get your download of the Book of God, the Book of the Law, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Also, click on the YouTube link, and there visit our YouTube presentation. Are you calling a friend? Calling a relative? Do that right now. Our featured presentation today comes in the title of a question, and that question is, what is the thing that the Lord has said to thee, God? I intend to finish that today, start and finish it, so let's get started. Yes, let's get started here. Okay. In the preceding episode, God presented and read the papacy's secret laborious writ on all things. The laborious writ is the answer to this question, which is in regard to the works I, God, have done with Bible content. Acts 4:7. By what power have ye, God, done this? My answer, I have acted on the authority of the papacy's laborious writ on all things. This question, Acts 10:4, what is it, the laborious writ, Lord, is answered in Romans 1:16. It is the power of God. The papacy's laborious writ is the power of, belonging to, coming from God. The papacy's laborious writ is in the hands of God. The papacy's laborious writ, which is now in the hands of God, is proof of the validity of the papacy's statement. Psalm 62:11. Power belongeth to God. The papacy's statement, power belongeth to God, is now confirmed by God. The papacy's secret laborious writ is to God. The papacy's secret laborious writ empowers God. The papacy's secret laborious writ is an extension of the papacy's deliberate call of God. The papacy's secret laborious writ is now the revealed power of God. In this episode, August 8, 2010, God will testify to the words the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has spoken to him in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Questions of interest. One, what is the thing that the Lord has said to thee, God? Statements of concern. I missed a question. Okay. Michael 6:8. What doth the Lord, the papacy, require of thee? And I will answer that question. What does the Lord require of thee? The Lord has required from me all things. The Lord has required all things of God. The Lord has required from me, God, my name. I have provided all things. In the episodes of this program, I have, by means of this Law Master's program, provided and declared my name. That is the name of God. The sitting Pope should know the contents of each and every episode of this Law Master's program. What does the Lord require of the sitting Pope and the powers of the Gentiles and all Gentiles as well? These are things that the Lord requires of the sitting Pope and the other Gentiles. See here. All Gentiles, that is, are required these things. They are to, Job 37:14, they are required to consider the wondrous works of God. They are required, Ecclesiastes 12:13, to fear God and keep his commandments. The sitting Pope and all other Gentiles are required, according to Revelation 22:9, they are required to worship God. And according to Jonah 1:6, the sitting Pope and all other Gentiles as well are required to call upon their God. By visiting God and by calling on God to speak, that is, as speaking in a meeting. The sitting Pope and all other Gentiles are also required, according to Genesis 31:16, whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. They are required to do whatsoever God says to them. Okay. Also, those mentioned are required to, according to Nehemiah 9:36, behold, we are servants. There is Genesis 44:16. We are my Lord's servants. And on the order of Psalm 119:91, all are thy servants. The sitting Pope and all other Gentiles as well are required to act in the capacity of servants, servants of God. They are required to serve him according to Revelation 22:3, which says, his servants, his God's servants, shall serve him. And in accordance with Acts 14:15, they are required to turn to the living God, which made all things. They are to praise God, according to Revelation 19:15. Praise our God, all ye his servants.
The Gentiles are required to praise their God, the living God, which has made all things. The Gentiles are required to beware or be careful, obey his, God's voice, and not provoke God. And that is according to Exodus 23:21. In provoking God, that is angering God, irritating or annoying God. They are not to do those things, but they are to be careful and obey God's voice. Those are things that the Lord requires of the sitting Pope and all other Gentiles. Now, the people's response to the Lord's words that I have just given or presented is found in these scriptures. One, Exodus 24:3. And when I say the people's response, I'm speaking about the Gentiles' response to the Lord's words. Exodus 24:3, all the words which the Lord hath said will we do. All the words which the Lord hath said we will do. Exodus 24:7, all that the Lord hath said will we do and be obedient. All that the Lord hath said we will do and be obedient. Those are the words of the Gentiles in response to the Lord, all caps, words, which I have presented just moments before. The Lord, all caps, says to me, Joshua 1:16, all that thou commandest us, the Gentiles, to do, we will do. All that thou commandest us, the Gentiles, we will do. Those are the words of the Lord that I have read, and even on some given an interpretation. So, overall, the Gentiles are commanded to what? Fear God, keep his commandments, worship God, praise God, obey God, obey the voice of God, whatsoever God, the things that God tells them to do, they are to do. And the Gentile people have agreed to all that the Lord has said in their behalf and to them and for them. So, we move on. Okay, just a moment here. All right. Now let's get back to where I was in my outline here. Okay, now we come to the thing. What is the thing that the Lord has said to thee? This is our featured presentation for today. All right. And I'm also pulling up a part out of the document, the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Let's see here. And it doesn't look like. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It's coming up very soon here. Getting everything in order here. in
the feature presentation is a in the feature presentation the Lord not the Lord but I testify. I testify to things that the Lord, all caps, has said to me. Of course, we're going to find out what I have testified to and the things I have testified to. I'm trying to get everything ready now. Okay. Let me go ahead with what I have here. And these things come from the Law of God, Part 1, the Glory of God. To be found in the book of God, the book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God. Okay. We start with a question. The question is taken from Job 15:8. Job 15:8. Hast thou heard the secret of God? My answer, and that's the Lord all caps question to me. It can also be to you, but to me, as for me, I have heard officially the secret of God, and that's my answer to that. Hast thou heard the secret of God? Yes, I have given an official hearing to the secret of God, and the secret of God, of course, has been in the AVB all these years. I have given that secret of God an official hearing. All right? Now, here we go. The salutation spoken to me by the Lord, all caps. Listen carefully. Luke 1:28, 1 Samuel 21:6, Psalm 119, verses 29 and 34. Hail, thou that art highly favored, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be to all that thou hast. Grant me thy law graciously, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Keep in mind the things that I'm reading now are things that the Lord, all caps, has said to me. The things that the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has said to me in the AVB. Okay? 2 Corinthians 3:12, Acts 26:3, 2 Timothy 2:7. We use great plainness of speech. I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, beseech thee, God, to hear me patiently. Consider what I say in the things below. John 1:51, 1 Kings 19:20, Proverbs 25:22. Verily, verily, I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, say to you, I will follow, accept the authority of, obey thee. The Lord, all caps, shall reward thee. These are other things the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has said to me in the AZB. Isaiah 62:2. The Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. Ezekiel 28:3. Ezekiel 28,
3. There is no secret that they, the papacy and the Gentiles, can hide from thee, God. Joshua 1, verse 5, Ezekiel 27, 34, 2 Peter 1, 10. I continue testifying of things the Lord, all caps to papacy, has said to me in the AVD. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. All thy company in the midst of thee shall fall, become prostrate. Ye shall never fall, and that fall means lying with the face downward in demonstration of great humility or abject submission, be wounded or killed in battle, lose power or be overthrown, lose status, dignity, reputation, etc., do wrong, sin, be captured or conquered. Okay. Continuing on with things the Lord, all caps the papacy, has said to me. Psalm 108, verse 5, Ezra 10, verse 4, Numbers 18, verse 11, Isaiah 9, verse 7, Psalm 67, verse 4, Psalm 118, verse 28, and Deuteronomy 15, 6. The Lord, all caps, the papacy, said to me, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Arise, for this matter, the matter of the content, the crucial content of the authorized version, belongeth to thee. This, the matter of the crucial content of the authorized version, is thine to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. For thou, God, shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Thou shalt reign over many nations, but they, the nations of the Gentiles, shall not reign over thee, nor any other nation. 2 Chronicles 6:23, judge thy servants, the Gentiles. Okay. 2 Samuel 18, verse 3, Matthew 4:19, the Lord, all caps the papacy, has said to me, I will exalt thee, follow, succeed in rank, power, authority, me. Okay. And we shall continue with things the Lord, all caps the papacy, has said to God in the AVD. Let's see here, and I've got to pull these things up here. Let's see here. Just a moment. And here we go. Things, furthermore, these things the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has said to me. Joshua 9:11, Joshua 9:25, 2 Kings 10:5, 2 Samuel 15:15, Numbers 32:25, 1 Chronicles 28:21, Ecclesiastes 12:5, Psalm 72:5, Genesis 41:40. We, all Gentiles, are your God's servants. And now, behold, we are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee, God, to do to us, the Gentiles, do. We, all Gentiles, are thy servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid, command as tell us. Thy servants, the Gentiles, are ready to do whatsoever my Lord shall appoint. Thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. Keep in mind, these are things that all the Lord, all caps, the papacy, is saying to God, and we see that the papacy speaks also for all of the Gentiles. Thy servants will do as my Lord God commandeth. All the people, the Gentiles, will be holy at in agreement with thy commandments. They shall be afraid of that which is high. God is high. They, the Gentiles, shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. According to thy word shall my people, the Gentiles, be ruled. All the earth, Psalm 66:4, all the earth, the Lord all caps has said to me, shall worship thee, God, and shall sing to thee. They shall sing to thy name. Galatians 4:11, Isaiah 80:12, Joshua 1:18. I am afraid of you. The nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Whosoever he, she be that doth rebel against thy God's commandment and will not hearken to thy God's words in all that thou, God, commandest him slash her, he slash she shall be put to death. Okay. Reading of the words that the Lord, all caps, has spoken to God, hearing the testimony coming from God. Here we have, these are things also that the Lord, all caps, has said to God, to me, in the AZD, Psalm 139:16, John 16:30, 1 Chronicles 29:14, 1 Corinthians 3:21. Thine, God's eyes, did see my, the Lord all caps the papacy's substance. Thou, God, knowest all things. All things come of or from thee, God. All things are yours, God. Hebrews 3:4, Revelation 4:11, Luke 4:34. He that built all things is God. Thou, God, has created all things. I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of having the designation of God. Continuing on with things the Lord, all caps, the papacy has said to me in the Authorized Version Bible. And this, let me just read it, please. Isaiah 26:15, Isaiah 25:1, Psalm 119:160, Psalm 90:2, Psalm 31:14, Psalm 77:14, Jeremiah 4:28, Psalm 86:10, Jeremiah 20:7, John 17:3, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 25. The Lord, all caps, has said these things to me in the AZB. Thou art glorified. Thou hast done wonderful things. Thou art God. Thou art my God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou art God. I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, have spoken it. I have purposed it and will not repent. Neither will I turn back from it. For thou, God, art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Thou art stronger than I, the Lord, all caps the papacy, and has prevailed. God is stronger than men. John 3, verse 32. What he has seen, what he, God, has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receiveth his testimony or declaration. No man receiveth his, the Lord, all caps, the papacy's testimony or declaration. Those are things the papacy has said to me by means of the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. That is our featured presentation for today. All right. We continue now with the outline. Okay. All right. I'm filling up the switchboard again. Okay. Now, continuing on from the outline here, we have answered the question, what is the thing that the Lord has said to thee? Now, I have this statement here that I must read and finish up the thing that the Lord, all caps, has said to me. With respect to the featured presentation put forth today, the thing that the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has said to me by means of the Authorized Version Bible is the testimony of God. God has testified today, this day, of things the papacy has said to him by means of the crucial content of the AVB. God testimony is the thing that the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has spoken to me by means of the Authorized Version Bible. Now, we have a couple of more things here. Let's see. That I did not give. Let's go back to the question, hast thou heard the secret of God? Yes, I have heard the secret of God. And of course, the secret of God is addressed in the thing I have presented to you. From this featured presentation on the testimony of God. The commandment is
taken from or comes from Jeremiah 30, verse 2.
Let's see what that commandment is. And we have already stated that no man, which is a nickname for God, God has received the papacy's testimony, the papacy's declaration that has to do with the issue of God. The issue of God is settled. Now, Jeremiah 30, verse 2.
I'll read the entire verse, then I'll point out that which is relevant.
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. That which is relevant, that which is crucial is this. And the Lord, all caps, the papacy is speaking directly to me by means of the AZB, or speaking to me by means of AZB, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. Now, in the featured presentation today, I did not give all the words that the papacy had spoken to me in the AZB. I gave some of the words. In all of my episodes here on this program, I present material that has to do with things the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has spoken to me in the Authorized Version Bible. Today, I gave relevant testimony to things the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has spoken to me by means of AZB with respect to the God issue. And with those things being said, presented, understood, the issue of God, there should be no problem. There should be no problem. God is declared, the papacy said to me, and I don't want to go back through it. You can go back through this program, this episode, and all. The thing speaks for itself. The things are clear. The thing speaks for itself. The testimony of God speaks for itself. Okay? And I'll let that be sufficient. Okay, write thee all the words that I have spoken to thee in a book. Well, I have. I have written the words, the things that I think to be important. I have written those things in a book, a document. And that book is titled The Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. So, there's the commandment. I have kept the commandment. I act in that commandment and on that commandment. And that commandment is very similar to this commandment found in Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Listen to this. Revelation 1, 11, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And, listen, what thou seest, write in a book. That's the part that I point out. That's the part that is relevant to my speech today. What thou seest, write in a book. That's Revelation 1:11. Again, I repeat Jeremiah 30, verse 2, write thee all the words that I have spoken to thee in a book. And listen, here in Revelation 1, verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Okay? Those are things that I have done. All three statements, Jeremiah 30, verse 2, Revelation 1, verse 11, and Revelation 1, verse 19. Those are the things my writings are concerned with and deal with. The things which I have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, even God, the present God in me, and my work are things of the hereafter with respect to this writing. Okay? And also, of course, hereafter implies from now on, you know, after the present time, from now on. Okay? We are in the hereafter things. Okay? The things that I have seen, the things that I have heard, understood, the things that are real. And what are the things that are real? What are the things that are real? And the things which shall be hereafter. Those are references to the works of God, simply put. Those are references to the works of God. Before God, before me, there was no clarity on the issue of the promises of God. There was no clear knowledge that one could, by reading the AZB, see on his own, discern on his own, with regard to God. There was no knowledge of the name of God, the person of God. There were details concerning, God in AZB, but the person of God and the name of God are not known in Scripture. They are called for in Scripture. Okay? Things that shall be hereafter. God is. God exists. God lives today. God is alive today. I've said before, I say it again, we are living in the time of the day of God. We are in the day of God, the day when the God that the Bible talks about so much is alive and making himself known. We are living in the day and time of God Almighty, because in the Bible he is called God Almighty. Okay? So, what do? I carry out commandments in the Bible, or commandments from the Bible. I carry out words from the papacy, the Lord all caps. I fulfill things that the Lord all caps, the papacy, has said in the authorized version Bible. So I am a fulfiller. God is a fulfiller. He fulfills. Now, the papacy is to be a fulfiller also of crucial matter of Bible content, as I have been indicating, before today on the episodes of this Law Masters program. The papacy has things it is supposed to do. The Gentile powers that be have things that they are supposed to do. All Gentiles have things that they are supposed to do. All Gentiles are what? Supposed to worship God. All Gentiles are to what? By law. And these are things of law that we are dealing with. Things having to do with the glorious law of God. All of this that I'm teaching on now
the doctrine of God has to do with all of these things have to do with the glorious law of God. All of these things are parts of the glorious law of God. So the glorious law of God in itself is what? A manifold law, multifarious law. Okay? A law having many parts. All right. So, let's see. I think that will wrap it up. The points that I wanted to make or give on the testimony of God, having to do with the testimony of God that has been put forth today. Let me read this. First of all, on this program, excuse me. First of all, on this program, that is, on this Lawmasters program, in each episode, I have brought to your attention things which the Lord, all caps the papacy, has said to me in the AVB. The latest being now the testimony of God, but reading this, the latest being the papacy's secret laborious writ on all things. I should have read this before I went into the delivery on the testimony of God. Another thing the Lord, all caps the papacy, has said to me in the AVB is this. I have brought forth on this program. Okay, I got mixed up. Another thing the Lord, all caps, has said to me that I have brought forth on this program is the thing of the papacy's solemn promises made to God. I have also brought forth the papacy's secret call, the papacy's secret deliberate call intended to be received by God, and I must say the deliberate call has been received by God. The deliberate call is in the hands of God. Just as power is in the hands of God. And I read that early on in the program when I was reading on the writ. Okay? So, the Lord, all caps, the papacy has spoken to me in the call for God, in the laborious writ, and in the papacy's secret solemn promises, and now the Lord, all caps, has spoken to me, as is evident in the testimony given today by God. Okay. I have answered two questions today. One, what is, hast thou heard the secret of God? And the question, what is the thing that the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has said to thee? And of course, again and finally, the thing that the Lord, all caps, has said to me in the AVB is that I have presented today is the testimony of God. So that's another thing we add to the works of God. We now have the testimony of God. Okay? I remind you again, do not forget to work the link. Click on the link as we approach the final minutes of the program here today. Okay, and now back to the outline. Okay. Statement of concern, Michael 6:8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. What is good? The testimony of God is good. The word of God is good. The Bible says, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Romans Today I showed you the testimony. I presented to you the testimony of God with respect to the issue of God. Romans 1:19, God hath showed it, that which the Lord, all caps, the papacy, has required of them. Okay, has required of them. Michael 2:7. But let me slow down a little bit. The papacy, God has showed it, that which the Lord, the papacy, has required of them. I did that early on in this program today again. Some of the things that's in summary are what? Praise God, worship God, fear God, keep the commandments of God, what God has said to you, do, and other things as well. Okay? Michael 7:7, my God will hear me. That's the word of the papacy, the Lord, all caps. My God will hear me. I have heard the papacy's voice in the AZB. I have heard the papacy's secret deliberate call. I have heard the papacy's secret promises made to God. I have heard the papacy's law of God. I have heard the papacy's secret concerning God and other things as well. My God will hear me. That statement has come true or become true. That statement is true. That statement rings true. You can put that in your notes with things fulfilled by God in the AZB. My God will hear me. God has heard the voice of the papacy. And it is evident in the things that I present on this program, and it is evident that I have heard the papacy's voice in my book, the book of the law of God, all things with demonstrated power of God. Okay, Acts 10:6. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. He shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. I have done that also on this program today when I read off things that the Lord, all caps the papacy, required of the sitting pope and all of the Gentiles as well. I shared some things which the sitting pope and all other Gentiles as well are required to do by the Lord, all caps, the papacy. Let me just throw this in here. When one does what God says, and I'm speaking about this present God, when one does what this present God says, who is he or she obeying? It is the papacy. It is the Lord, all caps, that has told or commanded the Gentiles, saying, whatsoever God says to you, do it. They are obeying the papacy. They are obeying the papacy. They are obeying the Lord, all caps. When they obey God, when they keep the commandments of God, who are they obeying? It is the papacy who has said, keep God's commandment. Okay? It is when they worship God, it is the papacy, the Lord all caps, who has said, worship God. When they praise God, as they should, who are they obeying? Whose word are they obeying? They are obeying the Lord, all caps, the papacy's word, because it is the papacy in the AZB who has said, worship God, praise God. When they fear God as they should, who are they obeying? Whose word are they obeying? they are obeying the word of the Lord, all caps, the papacy, because it is the Lord, all caps, the papacy, who has said, what? Fear God. I may have lost my thought there, but they're the ones who said fear God. When they obey God, they're the ones who said obey God. When they do not provoke God, whose word are they obeying? They are obeying the word of the Lord, all caps, the papacy's word. Because the papacy said, the Lord all caps has said in the AVB, do not provoke God. All right, let me move on. Okay, Acts 10:6, he shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Okay, I've done that today. And that's not all things, that's all the things, that's just some of the things, okay? Mark 14:49, the scriptures must be fulfilled. Those things which I just said and iterated on the program today that the Gentiles are required to do, the papacy has said the scriptures must be fulfilled. The scripture also says he, God, must reign. That scripture over the Gentiles, that scripture must, the Bible says, be fulfilled. Okay. All right, Revelation 22:3, his servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. That scripture must be fulfilled. Okay. Other relevant statements, 1 Corinthians 7:36, let him, God, do what he will, he, God, sinneth not. Let him, the Gentiles are told, commanded, ordered, let God do what he will, he does not sin. 1 Samuel 3:18, let him, God, do what seemeth him, God, good. Let him do what he thinks to be good, what he deems to be good. 2 Samuel 15:26, let him, God, do to me, the papacy says, with reference to the sitting pope, let him, God, do to me as seemeth good to him, God. Okay. So we have gone through the outline. Let's see what we have here. Okay. We have finished the outline, and I'm happy for that. Okay. We have 2 minutes left on the program. I will, if there are any callers, the call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. Again, that call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. Call in. All right. Now, see if I can get you on the air. Okay. 1 minute remaining. One and a half minutes remaining. Okay. Don't forget to work the links. Tell your friends about the program. Pass on some downloads, the downloads that you make, pass them on. Make copies for your friends. Download copies for your friends, for your relatives. Get the word out. Get the word all the way to the papacy. All the way to the papacy. There is no excuse. The truth of God, the truth of Bible content is online. It's on the internet. The internet is a global thing, a worldwide thing. Getting the word out. Getting the word out. Getting understanding of the word. I say to the sitting pope again, come see me. I say again to the powers that be, the Gentile powers, come see me. Come see God. Visit your God. All right? Get in communication with your God. All of you, the sitting pope, all powers of the Gentiles, commune with your God. now commune with your God. And for those, as the screaming comes to a halt, join me next week for another Lawmasters program, The Law of God broadcast. Now, it doesn't look like we have anyone, any callers. I have covered the content that I meant to cover today. The title of this episode has been God Testifies to Things He Has Seen and Heard. And I'm sure that was a very interesting program. In other words, what did the Lord, all caps, say to God? God testified God testified to that today. He testified of things he has seen and heard in the AVB, coming from the papacy, coming from the Lord, all caps. If there are not any callers, I won't prolong anything. I'll just sign off. I don't see signs of callers. And I don't know if there's any other thing that I can do with respect to people calling in. Okay, I will not tarry. I will not hold. There's no evidence of callers. We're just signing off. Okay? Join me again next week for another program, another Lawmasters program, the Law of God broadcast.